Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Khadim India Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call organized by Orient Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nachiket Kale. Thank you, and over to you.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the conference call to discuss results for Q4 and FY 2023. Today on this call from Khadim India Limited, we have Mr. Siddharth Roy Burman, the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ritwik Roy Burman, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Indrajit Choudhary, the CFO. Before we start the call, I'd like to give a small disclaimer that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date. Actual results may differ materially. A detailed safe harbor statement has also been published in the company's investor presentation, which was uploaded on the stock exchange today. I hope everyone had a chance to go through the results and the presentation before this call. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Ritwik Roy Burman. Over to you, Ritwik.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. I hope you can hear me. On behalf of Khadim India Limited, it is my pleasure to welcome you all to this conference call to discuss the Q4 and full year results for the financial year 2022-2023. On today's call, we will provide a progress report of our overall business and its execution. Secondly, we will give our financial segmental performance for Q4 and FY 2023, and I will end with the outlook for FY 2024. During the year, we witnessed some inflationary pressure on raw materials. Despite that, we were able to maintain our margins. However, with inflation expected to come down, we expect softening in these prices in the near coming months. The company has maintained its strong quarterly business performance because of the increased demand for its product at affordable prices. With changing demand scenarios across demographics, we continue to add more trendy and stylish products at reasonable price in our product portfolio. We recently launched a new campaign, Cholche Khadim, Cholve Khadim in Bengal, to showcase the decade-old legacy of our brand that resonates with the indelible love of our consumers. Our focus on expanding the reach, digital penetration, portfolio augmentation, and customer-focused integrated communication approach has resulted in significant increase of sales across retails with contribution from e-commerce vertical as well. We added pan-India 18 new stores in Q4 and 91 stores in total in financial year 2023, taking the total store count to 846 stores. In the distribution business, we are capitalizing to grow aggressively in footwear distribution and have a network of 700 distributors as of March 2023. To continue providing our consumers with the wow experience, we aspired to establish ourselves as the family's first choice footwear brand. Now moving on to the Q4 and FY 2023 financial segmental highlights. Q4 2023 revenue is at 159 crores, which has grown year-to-year by 2%, and revenue for the full year stood at 660 crores, clocking a healthy growth of 11.7%. There was strong growth in retail business was the key driving contributor to the overall revenue growth. Gross margin for the quarter stood at 44.4%, up by 680 basis points year-on-year, as higher contribution from retail led to favorable product mix. For FY 2023, gross margin stands at 41.9%, higher by 470 basis points year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter 4 23 stood at 16.4 crores, up by 28.2%. And for full year, EBITDA is at rupees 72.5 crores, registered a robust growth of 51.7%. Our focus on cost optimization and brand premiumization led to a healthy EBITDA margin for the quarter at 10.3% whereas 11% for the FY23. Profit after tax for Q4 FY23 stands at 4.3 crores, delivering a strong 66% year-on-year growth for the fiscal year. PAT was at 17.5 crores, doubling more as compared to FY22 with spectacular year-on-year growth of 171%. Now moving on to some segmental highlights. For the year, retail sales contributed 63%, while distribution and sales through e-commerce institutional channels contributed to 34% and 3% respectively to the total revenue. Our presence continues to strengthen in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities as we continue to add stores in these regions. In this fiscal year, we opened 47 new stores in Tier 3 cities, followed by 17 stores in Tier 1 regions and 27 stores in Metro and Tier 2 cities. Our retail business also generated a healthy growth of 5% and 12% in the quarter and full year respectively. We currently operate 74% of stores through franchise models, which include EBOs, BOs and FRM stores, while 26% of the stores are operated through company-owned outlets. With the focus on product improvisation, expansion through all channels and enhancement of customer service through omni-channel approach, we are well poised for upcoming years. With this, I now open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations for the numbers. My first question is regarding the change in the management that we have had. In terms of, obviously, Namrata was leading the company for a reasonably long period of time. Would this mean any shift in strategy in terms of the mix of retail and otherwise and gross margin improvement that she had always talked about 100 basis point every year? Would this mean any disruption at any level in your view?
Hi. Thank you for the question, Mr. Viraj Mehta. So, now the company will be led by me, myself, Hrithik Roy Burman, along with our CFO, Indrajit Chaudhary. And as far as strategy is concerned, it will remain mainly similar. But one thing that we need to understand is that currently there is some sort of a slowdown, especially in the wholesale business. So, you know, if I give very optimistic gross margin updates, especially pertaining to the wholesale business, at this moment it would be a wrong guidance. So in wholesale, we will have to be competitive in order to, increase the volume and the sales. Whereas in retail, like Namrata used to say, that we are focusing on premiumization and also increasing gross margin by few basis points every year. We will focus on that because in retail, we have the opportunity to premiumize our different sub-brands like Pro, British Walker, and so we'll continue to do that. So that's the strategy.
Also want to add here that there are some price point in the lower strata of the retail where we are lacking the product. So we'll provide that product in the range of 399, 499, but the margin will remain the same.
Yeah, in retail we'll do that. Because in retail also in the lower strata of the products, there is some sort of a, you know,
gap.
Because there is some per HD growth and everything. ASP is increasing, of course. But if we totally, if we don't focus on the per HD growth, then what will happen is slowly might face some demand problems. So we are luckily we have got sub brands from where we can, you know, sell premium products and attain the margin. And even in retail, in the mother brand Khadim's, anything below the price range of 700 rupees, we are trying to remain competitive. Like we are introducing products at 399, 499, 599 as well. So that's the thing.
Sure. Thank you. Just wanted to get some update in terms of, we were always talking about 750 crore top line by next year. We ended this year at 660. In your view, with the current slowdown that you see, will we be able to do 750 next year, or that looks a tough stretch?
So we last year we have gross we have closed at 775 crores and net 660. But this year our target is to grow around 10-12% in retail and distribution 15%. So I think if we grow at a 15%, then we will be able to reach at a 750 crores next year. 900 gross numbers for the next year.
Right. In terms of opening of new stores, what's the kind of new stores, both in franchisee, and I'm assuming we're not going to do much expansion in COCO, so what's the target for opening new franchisee this year, franchisee stores?
Last year we have opened around 91 stores comprising franchisee of 80 and 10 COCOs. So this year our target is to open 100 total stores. Out of that, 12 to 15 would be COCO and balance would be franchisee.
Franchisee and
FRMs.
Sir, just one last question. With 100 new stores that you are opening and you are only talking about 10-12% growth, that means SSG for our existing stores is almost 0%. How do we think about that?
No, SSG we are considering around 4-5%, and the stores are not open in the first day of the year. So stores are open during the year. So from the new stores, we can add a value of 6-7%. So both of them taken together, we are focusing on 10-12%.
Sure. And sir, this 35% gross margin that we did in distribution, you think it will still remain under pressure for this year? Is that a fair assumption to have?
Yes, because there is a lot of price competitiveness in this business. And also, in order to have the volume and keeping every price at a competitive level, we cannot foresee a margin growth in distribution.
Thank you so much and best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of V.G. Jagannathan, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Since there is no response, we'll move on to the next question from the line of Deepan Shankara Narayanan from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening everyone and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly on the retail side, so what was the price hike we have taken during the Q4 and FY23?
FY23 price hike was around 5-6%.
Okay. And so in terms of product introduction, so are we introducing more products in distribution and the retail segment in the coming year to add to our product bouquet?
In retail, we are coming up, as Ritik has told, that we are coming up in the price range of 399, 499, 599. And also, there are new products in the sports segment and athleisure.
Yeah, we are also doing, like in retail, we are, like I said, like in the mother brand, we are launching some products in the lower MRPs to arrest the pairage degrowth, keep the SSG and all at the healthy level. So we are doing that in the mother brand Khadims. But at the same time, in our sub-brands Pro and British Walker, we are launching very decently premium products. Like in Pro, we are launching about 40-50 new sports shoes, which will have MRP starting from 999, and it'll go all the way up to 2699, 2799. So that will, ma'am, we are quite confident that once that comes in from the beginning of third quarter or by the end of third quarter, those things that Pro will give us a huge, will give us a good sale growth because sports shoes, we have not, we had explored sports shoes like this in the distribution segment last year, but this year we are doing the same in retail segment where the competition is also less. Because in retail, the customer just walks into my store, and then if he likes the product, he buys it because he has come to buy Khadims. He might go to another shop, but it's not like a multi-brand, right, where he'll see Khadims and some other Y brand whose price is lesser. At the front of his eyes, he will not see that. So we are quite, like our whole merchandising team, sales team, we are quite optimistic about the sports shoes range that is coming up and also the medium price pocket-friendly products that we are getting. So it should give us the desired growth, as Indrajit has said, in the retail business.
Oh, that's great to hear. So what is the contribution of this athleisure segment now, and where do you see this contribution improving over the next two, three years?
One second, I'll just see that. Ponchos or Ponchos? Where? Where? Kotha %? Oh, sorry. 20% right now, 16%-20% the athleisure segment business will be in the total retail turnover, the Pro. And so we hope to increase it. Man, fingers crossed, we hope to increase it because the kind of range that we are getting this year and people and the strength of the Khadims brand, the showrooms that Khadims has in each market, the locations, when people will come into these stores and they'll see that, oh, Khadims has also launched this type of sports shoes in their own store, I think that will give a lot of mileage.
And also, we have launched our premium British Walker that was very old British Walker that was very popular in the market. Its code is 888540. It has come up with new effects. So we think that in the leather shoe segment also, we can increase the contribution.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So does that mean that we will have a better gross margin improvement in retail segment also?
Yes, we will try, as Ritik mentioned, that in the sub-brand, the gross margin will improve. But since we are also launching some product in the lower segment, and also if you realize we have a BO franchises which operate in tier three, tier four cities where the product for 399 will go, that will be slightly in the same whatever growth will come in the premium, it will be slightly down by the lower segment. But we'll try to increase the gross margin by 1%-1.5%.
Yeah, because this year the strategy also is that gross margin has to increase by 1%-1.5% by selling sports shoes, leather shoes, etc. But also there has been pairage degrowth for at the cost. There has been nice ASP growth. It's still continuing. But in the tier four markets, those are also our markets. So there has been pairage degrowth in that. So limited articles. We are not populating our whole range with low-value, low MRP articles, but limited articles have to be launched to you know, make sure that these tier 3, tier 4 we are expanding, if we do not make sure that, you know, some economical products are launched for them, then what's the point of opening so many stores and, you know, like, so we will increase the gross margin through premiumization, but there will also be introductions of not low margin articles. We will maintain the margins through product engineering, etc. And we'll have to tap into both the customer segments.
Because ultimately there will be a sales growth, will be a mixture of both price and volume.
Yes, the volume degrowth needs to decrease and ASP also needs to increase. So, you know, now we want to do that.
Okay, so lastly from my side, so what is the volume number of pairs sold in FY23 and how is that compared with pre-pandemic number?
So last year in retail we have sold 76 lakhs pair, which in FY22 was 70 lakhs and FY29 was 69 lakhs. So there is a pairage growth, but also we want the pairage growth because in the pre-pandemic we used to sell around 1 crore pair.
Okay, okay. Ready, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of V.G. Jagannathan, who is self-employed. Please go ahead. Since there is no response, we'll move on to the next question from the line of Shreyans J. from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, are you able to hear me?
Yes, but yes, please sir. Use your handset. It is not very clear.
So my first question is, if you could help me with, you know, we've done about 5% or SSG. So what will it take for our business to go to 10% odd levels and when can we actually see that kind of number?
See, 10% SSG in this scenario and this in, with the inflation effect is not possible for the next 2-3 years. What we have already made a guidance of increasing the sales by 10-12% with opening around 100 stores, both COCO and franchisee, and also doing our increasing the volume. So based on that, we will be able to achieve around 12% every financial year for the next 1 or 2 years. But obviously, if the inflationary pressure and the demand in the lower segment comes back, hopefully we'll be able to do that SSG in future.
And sir, the inflation impact we completely passed on, or is there still some impact yet to be passed on?
No, there is inflationary impact in the lower segment of the product, especially up to 500, which we have already noticed in distribution business, and also we are facing the same in the tier 4, tier 3 cities. So I think by increasing the price or inflation to the customer only affects your volume. So we are trying to keep the volume and also slightly increase the price.
Yeah, actually we have got many franchisees as you can see. So like now that we have come up with product pocket friendly products, especially for the tier 3 and 4, we have many franchises of ours are in the tier 3 and 4 markets. So since the pocket friendly products have come up with normal margin, good margin, now we expect that these franchisees will order more. You know, last few years it became so expensive. Like some things became very expensive, so they were not ordering. We were just having ASP growth and these things. So now that we'll be launching some of these pocket-friendly products we have already launched, we can actually see that our franchisees are again like getting energized and they're ordering. Because we need to understand the market also, tier 3, tier 4, how it operates. So there should be volume growth, there not growth, like volume degrowth should reduce. And this, what do you call that, gross margin will increase by 1%, 1.5%, like Indrajitha has said. And retail sales will grow by 10 to 12%. So
the strategy would be in the metro, mini metro, through our CEOs and sub-brands, we'll premiumize the product and increase the ASP. and through our BO and some EBOs in the Tier 3, Tier 4 will restrict the volume degrowth. Whatever volume degrowth has been done, that should be arrested and some increase from the last year's number to be done.
So, sir, if I have to just break your growth up, the guidance that you're giving of about 10 to 12 percent, so is it fair to assume that 8 to 10% would be value and maybe 1 or 2% would be volume growth?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, second is on the BIS standards. We understand that there are some new standards that come in from July 2023. So what is our status on that and how well are we prepared for that?
Yes, we have our, in our manufacturing segment, we have our own lab. So we don't have any problem as such in the manufacturing segment. In the retail segment, whoever is the manufacturer is a limit given of more than 50 crores if any manufacturer. So the manufacturer who supply us more than 50 crores will be registered in the BIS. We are also taking our registration for our distribution product which we manufacture. In case of the suppliers, outsource suppliers whose capacity is less than 50 crores, they will not be required to be taken the BIS registration. However, we are trying for them to build a lab from where we can get their product also tested so that in our retail, though there is no requirement that there may be some products which are BIS standard based on the manufacturing capacity and some product which are not BIS compliant. But we will try to make all the product BIS compliant, but it will take some time. However, there is no restriction from the government to have all the product in the retail store BIS raised.
So, do we envisage a situation where we will need to stock up more inventory before this standard comes in? And do you plan to do that, to stock up more inventory than normal?
No. We generally plan to stock in the first quarter due to our festive order for the next second quarter. That we are already doing. So we will be building in the product, and for those manufacturers who are not required to BIS standard, they will come up because our standard that we follow is higher than what BIS has suggested. So we don't have a problem in that thing.
Okay. And sir, what would be a capex figure for the next 1 or 2 years, and where do we see the debt?
We have a capex of around 12 to 13 crores for our retail expansion, modernization of the retail, and also our factory. And debt at present is at 116 crores. We expect to be by next 2 to 3 years, we around 80 to 90 crores.
You will repay or you will come to 80, 90?
1890 will come to 1890 level.
Okay.
Hi, Varshan sir. This is Sachin Khatra here. Just one question on the volume. You mentioned that in the peak you should 1 crore pair. So that is retail plus distribution combined, or that you are referring only for retail?
Only for retail.
Retail.
So this
only for retail.
Also, I request you to come back in the queue for follow-up questions.
So this 1 crore to
76 lakh
sir is mainly a loss of market share, or the market itself has corrected by
25-30%? As market has corrected means the people
COVID
are
COVID also now in between. So that effect was there, and
because in the COVID years, in FY21, it came down to 68 lakhs. Now it has grown up to 76 lakhs, and next year we'll see maybe it going to 85 to 86.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to answer queries from all participants, kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We have a next question from the line of Abhishek Geetham from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question was on institutional sales. So out of the current receivables of 188, how much is from institutional debt pending?
Around 70 crores.
70 crores. And have we any plans to provide, or what is the status on that?
In UP, we have actually got, the fund was transferred to treasury. but the treasury, there was a server crashed on 31st. So that's why we didn't get the payment. But again, we are following up, because in government, if one financial year ends, then the next financial year, there are a lot of procedures and all these things. Hopefully, we'll be getting this payment in the month of July.
Okay. Okay. So also, what is our sort of view or way forward on this institutional business? Are we looking or have we completely stopped
this? From the FY22, we have exited out of this government institutional business.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Another thing, bookkeeping was, one more bookkeeping was, what was the volume in wholesale business?
Volume in a wholesale business was 2 crore 42 lakh pair.
And last year?
Last year, there was 2 crore 80 lakh pairs.
Okay, so we have degrowth. Okay, thank you.
Degrowth or growth?
No, degrowth.
Degrowth, achahan, degrowth.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, going forward for next 2-3 years, overall, what is the kind of strategy which we are having in with regards to two things? One is volume growth, and secondly, the proportion of retail and distribution in our overall sales.
See, as we mentioned earlier, that our main focus will be to increase the ASP in the premium segment, in our sub-brands, in the tire, metro, mini metro and tier 1, and also to protect our tier 3, tier 4 cities, our EBOs and BOs market through product in the lower price strata. So this would be the two, in one segment will grow by ASP, price increase, and in one segment there would be a volume growth. So the growth will be a mixture of both volume and price, and we will be ranging a growth of around 10-12% in retail business. And the proportionate of retail to distribution this year was 60-40, but in way forward the retail will increase, the proportion of retail will increase and the distribution portion will be less.
And what kind of advertisement budget, promotional expenses are we working on for next year?
Next year we are working on a budget of around 15 crores for our advertising plan. But that will be a mixture of both online and some offline advertising.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, sir, as a strategy, do we, and since our distribution margin is a low margin business and somehow it's been quite difficult to scale this up, so do you feel that going ahead, our focus will be largely more in retail side, which can go up to, say, 5 years back, somewhere in FY19, it was almost 72-73% of our sales, which stands at 63% today. So, in next 2-3 years, can we look at the retail being almost, say, 70-75% of the total proportion, total sales?
So, after 3 years, obviously 70-30 ratio will come, because we are focusing more on the retail business. Distribution will also be the focus, but as I mentioned, we will be not be reducing the price and increasing the volume, and we'll try to maintain the margin and make it a profitable business.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Sir, my first question is, I think in earlier interactions, we were aiming to go to 15% EBITDA margin in FY25, if I remember correctly. So, are we on course and now raw material prices have softened? So, are we likely to get any benefit in FY24 and what kind of margin that we are looking for in FY24?
Yes, we in FY23, we have achieved 11% EBITDA margin. Hopefully in FY24, we'll try to increase it to 12.5. The raw material level has softened, but the price pressure is in the distribution segment. So, we'll try to increase the EBITDA margin through our retail business where we are coming up with new products, with premium product with higher margin, or is increase the volume in retail. Distribution also will try to keep the margin, gross margin intact with the raw material softening, and also taking some steps in manufacturing, will try to increase the EBITDA there also. Both of them taken together will try to achieve 12.5 in FY24, and if all things remains the same, then the EBITDA margin of 15% is obviously there for FY25.
Okay. So this this change of 400 bits that we are envisaging, will it come largely from the gross margin improvement on the distribution side mainly, and then some on the retail side? That is the right way to look at it.
Distribution side, the gross margin improvement is difficult, as Ritik has mentioned, because there is a price competition, and if we increase the price, the volume also gets impacted. So mainly we'll focus on retail business, from where we'll try to increase the gross margin, increase the volume, so that the volume of sales in value terms increases. And if the volume of sale in value increases, obviously with the cost has optimization, the EBITDA margin in retail business will be increasing more than distribution.
And so my second question is on the larger picture. So we are a very important brand, and we have such a large network, and we, you know, we have a mind share, you know, in people's minds. So given all that, are you guys, you know, happy with 12-13% kind of a growth year on year? I'm not talking about FY24 where inflationary, you know, pressure is playing out. I'm saying in general, isn't the aspiration more to grow at much higher rate, you know, given where we are and the value proposition that we have been talking about? I mean, aren't we undershooting ourselves?
No, one thing is that we can grow more by opening 200 stores per year, but I think that will not be a wise decision, because you are, if you open 200 stores, then there will also closure of stores. So in order to open correct store at the correct place, and see, the volume in the matured store doesn't increase. So keeping the track and all the thing, obviously, and also opening store needs capex for our COCO also. So based on our profitability, we have to plan out our capex plan. So based on that, for the next 2-3 years, we will be keeping our focus on opening around 100-120 stores. But definitely, if the profitability increases, we'll try to open more stores, and the increase in sale from 10-12% may be definitely talked about around 15-17%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aman Vishwakarma from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shreyans J from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, this is Sachin Kasra here again. One question again on the volume growth. So you mentioned that this year we had 76 lakh versus 1 crore pre-COVID. So what I understand, we also increased our number of outlets in the last 3 years. So that would mean that, you know, in terms of the per outlet volumes would have gone down even more. And we are not hearing such type of commentary from any other player, that we are talking of like this 30-40% degrowth in the market volume. So if you could tell a bit more granularity about what exactly has happened, why our volumes per outlet like 30-40% lower than pre-COVID?
No, that was due to COVID. There has been a degrowth, first of all. That is one of the reasons, because when COVID struck, the footfalls reduced. Okay. So that's one of the reasons that the...
FY23, we are not hearing any major impact or very minor impact from most of the players on, you know, the volumes. 21, 22 was fully understandable.
Volume for FY23 definitely is more than FY, because the volume has increased around 10%. So what I am telling was, in FY19, what was the volume? At that time, our ASP was 420 rupees, and now the ASP is 650 rupees. So that's why the Ritik was mentioning in the tier 3 and tier 4 cities where there is lots of volume degrowth has come. So there we want to try to provide some products for which we can protect the volume degrowth and increase the value growth in sales. And also definitely there are a lot of stores open and there are a lot of stores closed during the COVID time. In CEO we have closed around 15 to 17 stores during this COVID period which were bleeding. And there were some EBOs closure during the COVID time. So there was a closure and we were having 750 stores before COVID and now we are having 840. So there is a 100 net addition in stores. So these factors has impacted the volume and also the inflationary pressure in the lower segment with GST coming in from 5% to 12%, there is an impact in the volume also. So that's all these reasons come up and reduce the volume, but definitely 1 lakh pair is achievable and we are exactly looking at that type of product which can improve our volume also and protect the margin also.
Yeah, and just let's stand corrected that from last year we have grown in volume. The volume that we were talking about, that 1 crore pair is when there was no COVID, like there was like pre-COVID.
And also the price was
also lower that time. So I'm talking of that. So we are trying to, you know, reach that benchmark as soon as possible. We have already reached how much?
76
lakhs. So we'll try to reach that benchmark as soon as possible.
Sure.
This is not from last year we have grown. From last year we have grown. We are talking about 3-4 years back. Okay.
Sure.
If you ask some other players, maybe everyone will not give the total time. But if you ask some other players about 4-5 years back, the scenario would be same. You know, that time everyone's ASPs were much lower than what it is right now, and also COVID was not there. So that is what we are trying to explain here.
Sure. So secondly, you mentioned that in two different queries. One query, you mentioned that this year you expected this 76 to go to like 84, 85 lakhs. And in some other question, you answered that this 12% of retail will be 10% price-led and 2% volume. So it's a little confusing. And in also another query, you mentioned that, you know, this year the share of retail will go up for next 2-3 years. But you again guided for 12% growth in retail and 15% in wholesale. So it's a little confusing. If you could clarify on both these 3 points.
No, no. That what I have told, that 8 to 10% would be the value and 2% with volume. But what I have told, that it may achieve 80%, because if the product becomes successful and the demand comes back in the tier 3 and tier 4 cities, then we can achieve 85 lakh pairs also, which is a 10, then the growth will be on the higher side. So whatever numbers we are guiding, that's our what if the product does not reaches to the, means if the product doesn't become a hit, then the volume what we are expecting will not come. But whatever we are telling is that we are trying to go to the volume level, we are trying to go at the level where we used to be in FY19. And in distribution, we are guiding you around 15%, and in retail 12%, which both of them will be around 13 to 14% sales growth.
Yes, but unless we achieve this 81, 82, 85 million volumes, the share of actually wholesale will go up this year, right, rather than reduction, which is our target.
No, if the share of distribution will grow, but if our sales in retail is around 10 to retail, we have done 500 crores. So it will go to around 560, whereas distribution we have this year degrowth and come down to 260, 240, 235 crores. So if that 15% increase, if you consider, then our retail proportion will increase.
Okay, and one question on this debt and capex and all. So we have very minimal capex of 20 crores. In that case, we also talked that, you know, this year we are looking at 12.5%, and if things go well, 25, our margins could even be 15, but even if we take like conservative 13.5% margin. My sense is that, you know, our cash flow should be quite robust. Plus, I think we're looking at monetizing certain non-core assets. So that's why I thought, is your guidance on this debt reduction of only 20-25 crores in the next 2 years a little very conservative side?
So there will be growth in where we will see our debt is mainly working capital. Okay, we don't have any term debt. So the working capital requirement increases with the increase in the volume of sales. On that basis, I am telling that we will reduce around 30 crores of debt. So there would be an increment in the ordinary course of business, there was an increment, increased requirement of working capital. But still, since we are doing a less capex and we are trying to improve our profitability, we will reduce the debt to 30 crores. So already we have, from last year, we have reduced the debt.
Mm-hmm. So apart from this 13 crores of capex, what type of working capital increment would we require, say, in FY24? How much do you think will be the requirement for working capital?
Whatever sales growth that we achieve, 20% of that working capital growth is also required.
Okay, but there is more on the wholesale side, right? Retail side, that much is not required, no, sir?
Retail, we have to keep our stock in our warehouse and also for the franchisee, and also stock in our COCO outlet. So if you open 15 COCO, then keeping 20 lakh stock, the 3 crores of working capital is required for our COCOs.
Sure. And sir, just last question, you mentioned 15 crores as the advertisement and sales promotion budget, including offline and online. You think that is sufficient, and are you happy with that, or ideally, you would want to spend more, but because currently we are in a recovery mode and hence our pocket only permits to spend 15 crores. So, and suppose if you were to spend like 20-25 instead of 15, do you think we could aspire to get a much higher sales?
No, that I think the reason is that the permissibility of our pocket. So we kept our budget on the lower side because depending on the what is the business growth, we'll increase, we'll do the advertisement. If the business is really good, then we can have few more crore of advertisement budget for that reason. But now, seeing the business and seeing the inflationary pressure, if we increase from 15 to 25, the volume and all this will not increase. So depending on the situation and demand, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Ankit Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, so I was just...
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the cash flow statement. So last year, while your EBITDA was high, right? But again, we ended up investing a lot of capital in working capital. Right, so the net result was that the cash flows were lower, right? Because, like, for example, our cash flow from operations was 39 crores and the money we have spent on lease, right, is 34 crores. So net, we made only 5 crores from a cash flow perspective. And now again, you are saying that next 2 years we'll again invest in working capital, whereas right now, if I look at your net working capital, it's already 5 months of your sales of 660 crores for FY23. So I don't understand, why do you need to again invest? Because you're saying 70 crores is stuck in government receivables. You have another 50-60 crores of GST receivables, right? So I don't understand this whole cash flow conversion, because and next year you're guiding for a, you know, 1% higher gross margin, 10-12% growth. Then that should also translate into a higher EBITDA, right? So I just want to understand how this, you know.
Repayment of lease liability is mainly rental, okay?
I know, which is why I'm reducing it from your cash flow from operations to come up at your,
So whatever means, if this government, we are not doing any sales, but 70 crores stuck. So once this government amount is released, we are expecting that. So once the government amount is released, definitely the loan will come down because that will come to our working capital.
No, but why are you expecting to reduce that? I mean, why are you not expecting to collect that in the next 1 year or even 2 years? You're saying 2 years the debt will reduce only by 20-25 crores, whereas you have 70 crores of government receivables, you know, so you should be guiding for zero debt.
No, for government receivable, we cannot guide like that because it depends on lot of, because as I explained earlier that in March it goes to treasury and then we come back. If definitely if it comes, it will reduce to the loan will reduce to that much a bit. Means from, see, 30 crores from, I am talking 30 crores we will reduce by normal activities. But if the government, the receivables comes, then it will be, whatever receivables come, the loan will be reduced to that extent also.
No, you have, if I just look at your cash flow from operations, you've generated 170 crores in the last 4 years. And if I reduce, say, your financial liabilities, which is basically your rent, that is, say, around 70 and 50, 120 crores, right? So you are generating around, you know, last 3-4 years on an average, you have generated around 20 crores per year, net of your, so next
so
2 years.
So there are capex also. So we have 13, 14 crores capex also we have done.
No, but you are already high at 5 months. Like if you look at most of the other footwear companies, they are at a much, you know, if you look at their balance sheets, they are at much lower working capital. Net working capital is more like 2-3 months for, say, some of your other peers, which are all listed.
No,
so you're already at a high base.
So if you reduce that 70 crores of government from our side, that will reduce to 3.5 months. And we have both EBO, franchisee and distribution business, where the credit limit is more. If you see the other company, one is doing only retail business and someone is doing only distribution business. So we are a mixture of all the things.
No,
definitely that is on the higher side. We'll definitely try to reduce the working capital debt with the government receivable coming in. That will bound to reduce.
Okay. The other question was, what is your store level EBITDA for, you know, so you did around, say, last year you did around 250 crores in own stores, right? 250 crores in own and 195 crores in franchise, right? So,
yes.
So what is your store level EBITDA?
Store level EBITDA is around 25%.
Okay. So basically around 110 crores is what you are generating at the store level.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your corporate overhead?
Again, I think that you can come up with this query at a means other thing so that we can give a mail to us, we'll definitely come back to you.
Okay, so just one last question. Are you tracking your market share in, say, West Bengal and South India, and how is that done in the last 12 months?
No, West Bengal, we have seen an improvement. Definitely, West Bengal, the demand for khadim products is much higher compared to other states. And in the eastern part, we have definitely grown more. And in the southern also, we have maintained our sales there. But West Bengal, the growth is around...
I'm talking about market share, so...
Market share in retail, we are in West Bengal, more or less, we have a market share of around... Say, means we and Bata are more or less the two retail players that are having the higher market demand in the organized segment.
Yeah. Okay, but your market share is improved or not? And again, in South India, where you say...
No, I think if you see the, as we have called the volume has...
So, market share has increased, if you think like that. Volume has grown from last year. So, market share has increased. ASP is also growing. Okay, so that is also, it's not market share increase. ASP is not market share increase. But
there is no definite data
for
market
share. Liking our products, that's that they are willing to pay more money to buy some better products.
So that is very anecdotal that people are liking and markets, ASP has gone up. But, I mean, if you're actually tracking
one thing we can tell that volume has increased compared to FY22. So, we can tell that definitely our market share has improved in West Bengal.
And South India?
South India, the volume has more or less remained the same. So, we cannot tell that market share has improved. But definitely with new products line coming up, we'll expect a volume growth there also. We are trying to plug the volume degrowth.
For retail, this you are talking purely from a retail perspective.
Retail, yes, yes.
But aren't there any agencies who track the market share? Like,
footwear, we don't have any such agency who track the market share.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to interest of time, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand over the call to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Oh, yeah. So thank you. Thank you so much to all the investors for joining us for this year ending and quarter four ending con call. And I'm Ritik and Mr. Indrajit Chaudhary, CFO. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Khadim India, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.